On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Elliot Shore Parks. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available on Radio.com/Dell. Elliot, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
I understand we might have interrupted dinner, so we apologize. But
all good. Always down to talk football, so I'm happy to be on.
Elliot, we saw it in the MLB during this pandemic where owners and the players were haggling over money and contracts. We're seeing it now play out in the NFL, between the players and the owners. The owners want to put 35% of their salaries in escrow, and that's not going to go over well with the players.
No, it's not. And I mean, you know, looking back and the way the MLB played out, I think one thing that really annoyed the fans, which is really what matters most here, is the fact that it was so public. And now that the NFL is getting close to having players actually have to return back to the facilities, you see it start to become public. Because let's be honest, the NFL is the most talked about and reported sport in the country. So anything that happens with the NFL is going to be known. It's going to be talked about. And you're right, 35% of the players' salary being put into escrow, that is not going to go over well with the players. It absolutely is not. The players I talked to today were not happy about that idea. But here's what I would say. We've all seen the CBA negotiations, you know, multiple times. We've seen issues come up between the NFL and the NFLPA. The NFL always wins. They just always do. That doesn't mean they're going to get to 35%. But I would be surprised if late July the NFLPA is actually holding out and not reporting to train and having players not report to training camp. Because ultimately the NFL just gets what they want. That's what we've seen.
Now, Elliot, when you take into consideration also, before you know it, it's going to be here as far as player safety. I think the players respect the president of the NFLPA, J.C. Treader. He said it's the responsibility of the employer to provide a safe work environment. I encourage all workers to hold their employers accountable to high standards, more so than any other sport. The game of football is a perfect storm for the virus transmission. There are protections, both short and long term, but that must be agreed upon before we can safely return to work. The NFLPA will be diligent as we demand that the NFL provide us the safest workplace possible. Could that be achieved? I mean, considering what the players might be, their viewpoint as far as player safety. I mean, I'm looking at this particular player because I know him. I know his dad. I coached him when he was like 9, 10, 11 years old, Cameron Hayward, who's dealing with asthma. He has to take every precaution if he plays. But where do you think that would player safety as far as coming together amongst the players in the league?
Yeah, I think it's an incredibly hard and tough, complicated situation. I mean, the situation you just mentioned with Cameron Hayward, if he has asthma, you know, that puts him at more risk from everything you read about COVID and how that works. So that is obviously a concern. I'm sure there's players all around the league that have these type of concerns. Malcolm Jenkins, who now plays for the Saints, talked about how, you know, he's concerned about going there and then being around his family. So I think each player has their own individual level of concern. And you're right, the football lends itself to that. It's a physical sport. It's an extremely close contact sport. For training camp, there'll be 90 guys. The NFL can try to separate lockers all they want. The reality is there are a lot of risks in going back to football. There just are. And I think that the NFL will do everything they can to protect the players. The NFLPA will do everything they can to make sure the players are protected. I choose to believe that everybody will enter this with the best intentions, but people are going to get it. They just are. That's the reality of it. We've seen it already with college football. We've seen it with baseball, you know, a little less with the NBA so far, but you still have positive tests. So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how people react when it does.
Now, Elliot, when I look at where the NFL is at and obviously the product, and we love football, wouldn't it be a case in point that now obviously we know the skill position, we're familiar with who's the quarterback and all that, that the game will go forward as far as the TV product? Like you might have cases when you could have expanded rosters, you know, and dealing with particular players, and obviously the skill positions would catch everyone's attention. But don't you think that because of their proximity and how you play football, that you could have cases, but the NFL is going to push forward because the money involved with the TV revenue that we'll have a season?
Yeah, I think twofold. One, I think football is the toughest sport to sub people in just because of how important knowing the plays are and even along the offensive line, how important continuity is. But you're absolutely correct. I think more so than any other sport or any other league, the NFL will play these games even if they have half the roster filled with practice squad players or guys they signed that week. The NFL is going to play. And I think that, look, it's sad to think that this is happening, obviously. I mean, it's been a crazy year for a lot of reasons. I think maybe, who knows, by week four we'll be interested in the fact that there's different people each week. But the NFL is going to play these games. They just are. I don't think you'll see them shut down like, you know, you in theory could see with the NBA or the MLB.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Elliot Shore Parks here on Sports Talk. There's even some proposal, not proposal, it's just kind of floated out there that, mainly by agents, ironically enough, that maybe these players should get hazard pay for this. Where do you stand on that?
I think that that's complicated. And I think that, you know, whenever you talk about athletes' pay, because they make so much more than the regular person out there, it's always becomes a bit of a sensitive issue. I don't think the players are wrong in saying that they're going back to work in a hazardous environment, and they're doing it because of all the revenue. I mean, football playing is going to mean a lot of jobs out there for people that might not have it otherwise. It's going to mean a lot of revenue for small businesses. So they absolutely are doing something by going back and playing. The thing of hazardous pay, I think that gets complicated, but I don't think it should be diminished what these players are doing.
Now, Ellie, when you look at, I think realistically, a player can opt out. I mean, to me, I can see a player opting out if they already got paid, if they got a bunch of millions in the bank. But if you're trying to make the NFL, and this is a lifestyle, let's say, I don't know, you're making $500,000 to $1 million, I think you're going to roll the dice versus if you even got a guy like a Malcolm Jenkins, maybe sign a contract, $50-60 million, and say, well, I'm going to wait and see what happens in 2021. Don't you think that comes into play, that an established player who also maybe has a lot of money in the bank versus someone just trying to establish himself?
Absolutely. You know, I you know, to reference back to baseball, people talked about millionaires versus billionaires, and that's just not really the case in these sporting leagues. I mean, the guys we talk about all the time, yeah, those guys make a lot of money. But on a 90-man roster, or even a 53-man roster, I would guess, you know, maybe the top 20 players make $1 million in a year. Other than that, you're talking about mostly the league minimum, which is around $350,000. Again, still a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. But once you pay your agents, taxes, you know, all that stuff, lifestyle costs, it really is not as much as people think. So I think when you talk about the NFL versus the NFLPA, one of the reasons the NFL always wins and the NFLPA is not able to kind of hold firm is because the majority of the league does not make as much money as the stars. So, you know, when you saw that CBA pass, I wasn't surprised by that because the players wanted to play. And ultimately, I think that's why you'll see not as many people opt out of the NFL as you will like the NBA, where they get very large guaranteed money deals, even guys at the end of the bench.
NFL Insider, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, it's kind of unclear whether if a player opts out, if they're going to get paid this year or if it just resumes next year. I'm unclear on the language. I've read it where it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that's still, you know, there's still, I guess, to be determined a little bit. I don't, unfortunately, have a clear answer on that question, which considering training camp is 3 weeks away, that's certainly something that's going to have to be figured out. But as I just said, I really don't think you're going to see enough people opt out that it's going to end up being an issue. Even if you have one or two people do it, I'm sure they'll figure something out. But I would be surprised if a lot of people opted out.
Elliot Shore Parks, go back to dinner, man. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.